be in the parking lot. So I'm going to say 7-3. Everybody have a safe day. KN4 TFW.
7-3, Ken. Have a great day and be careful out there. KO4HK.
Have a great day and be safe. This is W2JKT. Catch you later on.
Me and you, I guess, unless Marshall's still out there.
I got about 25 miles to go, I think. 28 miles, I think. Yeah, that's about right.
We got a little bit, so I can hang out for probably another close to 30 minutes anyway.
I'm here in about 15 minutes, but yeah, I'll be here. It's, I got new radio fever, so I'm trying to decide if I want to follow through with it or if I already have too many radios.
Looking at.
Yep.
That's that new Kenwood, the 750 coming out.
Call it Woodruff. 750 came out, but it's the panel is too large to go in either of my vehicles, so I'm going to pass on it.
I don't see that it's that, that other than the screen being colored, that great of an improvement over the 710.
75 handheld put into a bigger box with an amplifier and a, you know, bigger screen, but yeah, I don't see what it gives other than D-Star that the 710 doesn't already have, and the panel is so large that there's nowhere in either of my cars I can even put it.
Front-facing speaker on the panel there had to take up some real estate.
Big screen on it, so you know, it's a 4x3. It's a standard. What was it, 4.3 inch? I think.
That, but it's really not that much bigger than the 710. It's just the 710 is thinner and longer.
A cheap LCD panel you can get in very high volume from China for really a couple of dollars, you know. But it's a 4x3 aspect ratio and 4.3 inch, and it's just big, bigger than it needs to be. And you're right, the aspect ratio is, it's narrower and taller as opposed to longer and skinnier. And the longer and skinnier, you know, the D710 is very close to like a DIN format. And, you know, the fact that it's not very tall, there's places you can put it. But with the, you know, with the big, you know, the big rectangle for the 750, there's just nowhere to put it.
Well, it's more like the ID5100, which has got a big screen on it. And I enjoy it, but I use it up on the windshield where the rearview mirror would be.
100 is kind of a dual purpose, though, isn't it? It's also meant to be a like a desk console.
Is it either way? And I think that's kind of what they've done with the 750, kind of, because you can't mount the head to the RF deck, which you can't with a 710 either. But when they made it so much bigger, it make it easier to see, which I like that part of it, but it does take up a lot of real estate, make it hard to find a place to put in a car or truck nowadays.
Well, pens are still working fine, so I don't have any reason to upgrade anyway. I mean, both of them, they do whatever I want them to do. I've also got a pair of D700s at home that I got from an estate, so, you know, I've got four dual-band UHF-VHF radios that support APRS. And that's pretty much all I need there. So I'm probably thinking more along the lines of an HF radio, but I'm just not sure what to get. I'm maybe a QRP portable one, but FT891, or maybe even one of those you know, QRP packable ones. But just, you know, still looking around.
Come out with a new version of the QRP radio HF also. I can't remember the number on it, so you'd have to look it up. But it looks pretty neat and interesting. And then you got the 705, which everybody raves about it.
Yeah, dude, I can't remember. There was something I really didn't like about it. I can't remember what it was. It had to do with all the different, you know, modules you have to put together to make something that actually is functional. Like, there's a separate cooling fan that you have to put on it if you're going to run it at the highest power setting it's got. Otherwise, you're limited to something like 5 watts. I think it'll do 10 or 20, but you have to add the cooling fan to it. And that kind of just seems hokey to me.
I hadn't looked that far into it, but it sounds like he took some of the features from the G90 there.
Another one I was looking at.
A good little radio. Been around a couple guys that have it, and they tend to like it.
Yes, coming.
KO4HKX.
Yeah, good morning. It's been a while since we have talked. I heard y'all mention the G90. Some of the other ones I didn't recognize, but I saw a guy using a G90, and that thing will tune the auto tune on that, you could tune a garden rake to it. I mean, anything you hook it up to, it tunes it. But anyway, I just wanted to say hello and good morning to you guys. I'll get on the side with them.
And yeah, that's one of the things about the G90 I've heard too, is it will tune a wet noodle.
And he bumped the VFO knob on the, or the tuning knob on the radio, so I don't know how much of my last one you guys got.
We were just talking about the G90 being able to tune a wet noodle, the auto tuner in it.
I've heard an event in New Hampshire, and this guy had one. And I think he was only running his at 10 watts. I think it's maxed out at like 20, but he was talking all over the world with it. And I was amazed. And I almost bought one. I got a good price from Radio Oddity. I could have got it for $3.95, but I just didn't want to spend the money at the time. But I'm wanting one of those so bad.
Is about the ASU, even at 5 watts, if you want to run digital mode, you have to get the cooling fan because it can't handle the heat dissipation for the high duty cycles. It can only really do CW and SSB without the cooling fan. So that's what I didn't like about it, because I'm mostly digital, so I don't want to have to buy like a $100 clip-on fan to be able to do that.
That's a definite drawback for anybody that does digital.
If either one of you know, I'm kind of looking for, a base station 2 meter 70 centimeter. It don't have to be brand new. I'm just looking for a bargain, but I want one for the base station because I got one in my car, but I want something to hook up to a J-pole or something like that.
I just come over to the swap net on Wednesday night. There's usually something like that on there.
QRP one on there last week, not necessarily, I don't want a QRP, but I want to know what to look for, you know. I want something that's got enough power to get out there a little bit, but, you know, hitting repeaters ain't nothing, but I just kind of want the option of the power, I guess.
Something like a base station?
It'd be a mobile, but using that as a base, but I've already got 2 radios in my car. One of them does 2 meters. Well, I got a TYT9800. It does 270 centimeters, 10 meters, and I think 6 meters. And then I got a Striker that does 10 meters and, you know, the 11-meter band. But I want something to... when I'm not in the car, I want something to hook up in the house, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, for a bargain, just a mobile radio might be your best bet, especially if you don't need to do SSB or anything. Because, you know, a 2-meter, 70-meter base station is going to be expensive no matter how you cut it.
W4FCM.
Let me explain something. I have got an ICOM 7300, which it don't do, you know, VHF and UHF. So I've got that, and I've got another HF radio, an FT450D. And so I've got the HF covered on my base, but what I'm wanting to do is, you know, probably like you said, is a mobile, use it as the base, and then set it up in the ham shack, you know, to a taller antenna, if that makes sense.
What you want to do, mobile is probably going to be the best. And Fred, good morning. Good to hear you. KO4HKX, and I am going to clear out of here, and because I'm at my next go, my first stop. So everybody have a great day. Eric, have a safe trip. Fred, good morning, and I'll leave it with you and Brad and Eric. KO4HKX.
Have a good day. I'm going to clear out to you. I'm losing the repeater now, so wish you guys a great day. Hope you guys have a good one, and take care. This is WTJKT.
Yeah, thank you, Patrick. Have a good day, and I'll just here wait for my son to get up going. But you will. KD4FDI, W4FCM listening. Thank you.
Hey, my friends, W4SBX going to be on the side and listening, monitoring.